Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you people that I love. I am so sorry I cannot be with you live today, but we have a very special show for you, and I have a really big surprise for you, so make sure you check your emails first thing in the morning so you don't miss it. And happy Easter to all of you. Here's to new life and new beginnings and fresh dreams for this new, brilliant, fabulous springtime that we are living in. I love you all. Enjoy the show.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, darn healthy people, and pretty sexy, too. Hi. Today, we have a member of our beautiful community who has agreed to come on and do a private session for everybody to hear. I have a lot of emails about what's a private session like and what do we do. So Miss Gina has graciously agreed today to come on and do this for us since I can't be here live today. So good morning, Gina.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, baby. I'm just great. Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
So, first of all, just update me on what's been going on since our last session, because your last email was, I seriously want to print it and send it out to everybody, but tell me, I'm telling you, Gina sent me this email. She's reading MetaHuman that I've been talking about a lot. And she just got it. And now I want to know how that's being applied into your life, baby cakes. So I'm turning it over to you.
Well, it's so interesting when we do these so much and then all of a sudden it just clicks. And I'm just like, okay. And then, like, so I got it. I email you and I talk about, like, how I love being in the water in the ocean, but I always have this fear whenever I'm in the ocean that, like, sharks can attack me. And I'm like, Gina, that's the reality that you're living in, but I mean, that's the reality that you're creating for yourself. Like, what if you live in this reality where, like, no one's interested in chopping down on your leg? So why don't you, right? So, like, why don't you live in that reality? That's the reality you want to be in. It's a different experience. So then July 4th, I go on a boat in the water. And as I jump in, I start, what always happens when I get into the water, I start to get, like, breathe really heavily. And, like, I panic. I have, like, a panic attack. And I'm like, whoa, this isn't, you're going back to the reality that you're not wanting to create. I mean, that you're creating. And that's a panic. Like, we don't live in this reality anymore. Let's redo it. And then I was, like, back to normal breathing. I'm, like, looking down at the water. And I'm like, I'm the only one in this water. I'm loving this. You know, like, I'm just creating this reality that I want to live in. And I was loving it. And I was having fun. And I didn't need someone next to me to hold my hand. And I was like, okay, good for you. And then, like, we were working on the world responding to me because I'm like, let's live in that reality now. Let's live in the reality that the world responds to me. And people have been, like, commenting, and because the bracelet company, people have been, like, commenting about it. It got like over 1,000 likes on like some article and 100. Yeah, it like got like 100 comments and people have been like coming to the site and everything. And I'm like, okay, the world's responding positively to it. Now I need to create sales through that.
Okay, great. Well, that was a great summary, Gina. Couldn't have done it better myself. Okay, so what you want to work on first today is the sales for your company?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get balanced.
Okay.
We're directing our hearts to open front and back, merge with our whole brain. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We claim we are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Everybody's balanced. Anybody switched? Now, before we start, I want to make a note here that we are embarking on brand new information and the expansion of the work. The channel is bringing in this zero point again, and the zero point is where nothing exists and everything exists. So if you're at the zero point, and all this information came in when I was starting to work with my essential tremors, Gina.
Okay.
And off your story, the channel said, what if you went to the place where they don't even exist? You see, there's nothing to fix. There's nothing to heal. There is only to create health and wellness. And so, again, they introduced the zero point, I think it was around a couple of years ago, and I think it was in Creation Station. And we worked with it for a while, and then it just kind of fell away. I guess they had to really explain to us what we were doing. So I want you to go to your love place, Gina.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then just through your intention and direction, say, take me to my zero point.
Take me to my zero point.
Mm-hmm. And just make the statement, I am the zero point of health and wellness.
Of health and wellness.
Now, that covers money. It covers success. It covers physical and mental health. It covers relationships. Because when we're in the frequency of health and wellness, everything is in balance and in alignment.
Okay.
But if we are still trying to fix something, we are never at the zero point. You understand? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And, of course, we have been vehemently taught that it can't be that simple. So I want you, first of all, to say you are open and allowing the world of all possibilities.
And open and allowing the world of all possibilities.
Right. Because, again, and you know this from reading the MetaHuman, the person we're seeing in the mirror,
mm-hmm,
is simply a story of a person that we've created.
Right. It's, yeah. That's so interesting.
Just another illusion. So if everything's an illusion, we might as well pick the illusion we want.
Right.
Right? Okay. So what we're doing by going to the zero point is we're stopping the reactivation of the negative thought patterns that created the issue in the first place.
Okay.
Okay. So when I say making money with the bracelets is really about money, I get a no. So let's find out what it's about.
Okay.
Okay. Sheets, book, give me a song. Any song that pops in.
The lyrics that says same old song and dance. I don't know what it is.
Well, that kind of says it all. So, same old pattern, same old pattern, same old pattern.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the lack of financial creation is about. So, you see, if you keep going to the same old song and dance, you're never at the zero point, are you?
No.
Okay. The same old song and dance came from your dad.
Okay.
So can you, and with your dad, it's interesting, it's not about money, but it is about, look, Gina, the way life works is you just have to keep creating the same old song and dance. So where's your dad doing that?
In his life.
Yeah. Especially when you were little.
I mean, it's the same thing. He gets up, he goes to work, he comes home, he eats, he sleeps.
Okay. The first word they're giving me is mundane. You don't want a mundane life.
No.
Okay. However, your little girl has connected, oh, I see, going to work and doing the same thing every day. That's how you stay safe. That's how you make a living. And it's really mundane.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want us to go to a core belief. This page here, 1 through 5, 1. I don't think of enough energy to do this, but energy's the wrong, really? Okay, the highest word is creativity. I don't think I have enough creativity to do this. Now, what that means is I don't have enough creativity to create a successful, wealthy life without it being mundane.
Okay.
You understand?
Well, it's funny you say this because I decided I'm not going back to a restaurant. I was like, we're done. Like, I'm not happy there. I never was. Like, no. So I was like, you don't need that. And then all these things kept popping in. I'm like, well, great. Now I'm going to have to be getting, like, a set job where I'm working 12 hours a day or, like, an assistant job Monday through Friday, and there goes everything. And I was like, whoa. And I, like, stopped myself, and I was like, no, no, no. Like, we don't do that. Like, let's create what we want. So I, like, made a list of everything, and I said, why don't we look back at all the jobs I've always had that was, like, an assistant or on set and stuff like that, and I've always had the best jobs. They weren't, like, they gave me freedom, and because I created that, and I had to literally tell myself the fear that I'm projecting at this moment is because of everyone else around me and what is expected in a way, but that's not what I want to create, and that's not what I'm going to create. So it's funny that you literally just said that.
Well, good. That's a great testament for both of us that we're right where we should be. And you're not going back to the restaurant because it's mundane.
Right.
But you want to know that selling your bracelets and acting and doing your stand-up work, all things that are not mundane to you, you can make a living at.
Right.
So what you want to know, Jean, is I can make a living, a great living, doing exciting things that really stoke my boat.
Yeah.
Right? So that's, that is, and they want you to know that when you live consistently 24/7 in I am the zero point of health and wellness, that will also bring that into balance.
Okay. Now, last month we talked about how I wasn't redirect, how I'm like saying everything and stuff like that, I'm not redirecting my thoughts. I felt like I'm been directing everything the instant that it's been coming in.
You feel like it, yes, and you have. See, you've got to be careful about how the words you use when you test, because I feel like we'll sometimes get a vastly different answer than I am.
Okay.
Got it?
I am redirecting my thoughts.
Absolutely. You did it in the water. You caught yourself when you were thinking those thoughts about people responding to you and all that. Absolutely.
Okay.
The big bridge they want you to walk over now is to get, and this is for all of us, to get out of the mindset of having to correct or fix something.
Fix, okay.
See, we just want to make it harder.
Mm-hmm.
And the channel keeps saying creation is so easy. Feel love around whatever you want and match it out there in the universe. Einstein said, find the frequency within you of the thing you want, and the frequency of the universe will match it.
Mm-hmm. I just read that like 3 days ago. It's so funny.
Get it out of my head, women.
Yeah.
Okay, now they're going to your mom. They want to know, I don't know where we're going with this. They want to know what's going on with your mom.
You got to get out of my head, because I literally just typed in Angela. I'm like, oh, got to bring her up. And you just said it.
Yeah, well, you know, the channel's pretty tuned in. So what's going on with mom?
So last month, everything that we talked about, like the world responding and being the frequency of health, wellness, love, and money. Every day we've been sitting down together, doing the breathing, and saying everything, going, connecting to our love place and stuff. And
She's not doing it, Gina.
Okay.
You're doing it. She's trying to do it. So let's see what's in her way, because this is going to give you information for yourself.
Okay.
Sheets, book, song. Could I have a movie, please?
The Outsiders.
Well, I don't think you could get much plainer than that. So let's go back to the specifics of the three things that have to be in alignment: how I see myself, how I see the world, and how I see the world seeing me. So let's say I see myself as somebody who loves myself. I really love myself. But the world... the world doesn't like me. I don't know why the world doesn't like me. I don't know why stuff doesn't work for me. The world just doesn't respond to me. And you see, that perspective of the world is going to counteract and diminish the self-love that you have for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's how I see the world seeing me.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm saying I see myself as somebody who's loved and lovable, but I see a world out there that isn't lovable and doesn't feed back to me, and I feel like the world's looking at me going, well, she doesn't have anything to offer. She's not good enough. Why would I hire her? Why would I, right? Then creation gets thwarted because the universe gets really confused. And so does your brain, by the way.
Yeah.
Of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So let's find out how your mom's looking at the world. And we're going to a core belief. This page here. 5, 6. No matter what I do, it's not going to work. So I might as well give up on everything. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. So until she turns that around, it's going to be difficult. You see, she's going in to do all this, and I love the fact that you've gotten your family involved in doing this with you and passing it on. I love that. Thank you. But if she's sitting there going, all right, I'm going to do this with Gina, and I know it's important, but no matter what I do, it's not going to work anyway. So, but I'll do it.
Yeah, that sounds so like her.
Okay, well, so she's thwarting herself, and there's a little genetic stuff going on with you about that, and that's why they're saying, if you just go to the zero point, then you don't look at all of those old scenarios. They're not a part of your creation process anymore. The illusion of the life that you've created, that other people have taught you, is not a part of your creation system anymore.
Okay.
Okay. So the channel is suggesting for all of us, but you can do this with your mom, that around no matter what I do, it's not going to work, so I might as well give up on everything. We just go to our love place and claim I am the zero point of all health and wellness. Because that feeling and that belief can't exist there, Gina.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
It can't even exist at the zero point. Again, the zero point is where nothing is and where everything is. And everything is possible.
Okay.
So, again, I'm just starting to work with this. I've had several people check it, and we all get yeses on everything. We get a yes that when we take ourselves to the zero point, it's the same as doing the breathing exercise if it's connected with love.
Oh, I love that.
I'm doing both of them right now just because I simply love doing the 10 minutes of the breathing. And the deep breathing, by the way, is one of the biggest things in that exercise that helps create energy flow and adds to all health and wellness. Because let's face it, most people don't breathe, and they don't breathe deeply enough.
Right.
For sure. Now, there's something else coming in for your mom. We have to balance everything first, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. Now we're going to another core belief, this page here. 2, 23, 24. When I'm connected to the I am not safe. So again, if we are connected, and we have to be connected to our I am presence, which is our creative force. That's the essence that we're directing, guys, is our I am presence, which is the presence, the energy that creates for you, right? If mm-hmm. you think you're not safe to connect with that, then you're going to hit the wall that your mom's hitting by sitting down and doing the breathing exercise and all that, and yet holding off the connection that you're actually doing the breathing exercise to connect to because you think you're not safe to do it. This does not apply to you, but it applies okay. to your mom. You've done
but
too
the
much.
The other one applies to me.
Well, it applies to you because there's a little bit of the genetic stuff going on.
Okay.
So, again, they're suggesting just go to the zero point.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. You can't disconnect from your I am presence. And as you believe, it is delivered to you. So you can believe that if it's not safe to be connected, you will disconnect and create yet another illusion for yourself to live in.
Gotcha.
Okay? Now, the other thing you can do to help your mom is just talk to her energy, Gina.
Okay.
Just talk to her energy. Connect with her energy. And go, Mom, I want you to know you are so ultra safe to connect to your I am presence. And hold on, what was the other one? And you have enough creativity to do all this. You know, just let go and let's go to the zero point, where none of this even exists, and all we're going to do is create health and wellness. And again, Gina, that's in money, that's in success, that's everything.
Gotcha.
So let's just ask the specific question. If Gina doesn't do anything else but connect to her love place and claim that consistently for 24 hours, 7 days a week, that will start creating sales for her company. I get a yes. And the channel is saying, and bringing money in lots of other different ways.
Okay.
Now, remember, there's no agenda. There's
yeah.
no agenda to do this. And you have to be really vigilant with yourself about mm-hmm. creating no agenda, okay? Because when we have an agenda, we're telling our brains, look at what I'm trying to fix. Do you understand that? Or do you have a question
yeah.
about that?
No, okay. I got that.
Okay, let's balance everything so far. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. Now, there's something else big coming in here about money from your business says. Sheets, book, song. I'm kind of excited to hear this one. Movie. Give me a movie.
Transformers.
Perfectly. God, I love this work. Okay, so literally, when we do this, we are transforming ourselves into superpowers of creation. I could feel it before I even ended balancing everything. I could feel it. Mm-hmm. All right. We're done with that section. That was mind-blowing for me. They put it all together for you. All right. Yeah. What else do you want to ask about?
Okay. So last month we were talking about acting, and you were like, and I was like, I felt like there was a big shift. And you were like, yeah, you're so close. You're right there. Just keep doing what you're doing. And that's when I got in my head, and then I had to do a scene, and they were like, that was the worst thing we've ever seen you do. And I'm like, now I'm in my head. And then every week I was just like, get out. Just like, listen, just get out and, you know, whatever. And then Wednesday, I went on vacation Monday, Tuesday, and I come back and I have to do the scene. I had like 1 hour. It's like four pages. And it was like, it was a lot. And all of a sudden I was like, started to do it. And I was like, no, and my mom's just like, just get out of your head and just do it. Just let it go. And she's like, just say F it and do it. And I like did it. And I'm like, I'm just going to send it in. And I like didn't know, like I was like, whatever. And then I sent it in and they were like, this is the best thing we've ever seen you do.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you got to let go. See, that's what they're saying about creation itself, Gina and everybody. We've got to let go of making it happen. We're all trying to make it happen and force it. It's become force. The true power is in allowing it to happen. And again, back to Einstein, being the frequency within us, finding, matching the frequency within us of what we want, and just being that and allowing it to unfold. Now, you've had this experience before.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working together. You've had it before. So why do you keep forgetting it is my question.
I guess it goes back to I'm never going to be good enough.
Yep. So if I'm never going to be good enough, even though I have the answer, even though I've got it and I'm complete, I have to keep creating the illusion that I'm not, so that I keep falling out and redoing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Which is force.
Right.
Which is trying, which is fixing, which, you know, and the way the channel used to explain it is being on a roller coaster at Disneyland is one thing. Being on a constant roller coaster in your life, quite something else.
Yeah.
And so why we keep getting on the roller coaster of life is then we have to rise to the occasion to save it and fix it, and then we feel more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But then we keep creating the same scenario again. Instead of feeling powerful by just having a life that flows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You hit it on the nail. They asked me for a movie, but we don't need one now because you knew.
Yeah.
So do you understand that I am the zero point of health and wellness? Neutralizes. That's the highest word. Neutralizes. I'm not good enough.
Okay.
Now, the question is, are you willing to allow it to be that easy?
Yes.
Yeah, I get a yes, too. And the channel's saying, from a business point of view, they would seize the moment and advertise the bracelets and the whole package that comes with the bracelet. I forget what comes with it.
Essential oil blend and a selenite wand.
And a what?
A selenite wand for charging.
Oh.
The bracelet. Yeah.
Okay. And the bracelets are all made specifically for the person that orders them?
No, we have 5 bracelets. So they like take a quiz and it connects them to one of the 5 like beliefs that they're feeling in their life. Like if they're not attracting money or they're feeling stressful, connects them to that bracelet. And then their blend is made specifically for that bracelet. And then the wand for, charging.
And the channel is saying you got a great product there, and it really does work with people's energy. And what they would do is seize the moment and go, look, in this time where we're so challenged with staying in balance and challenged with being positive, this bracelet can help you, and that's a true statement. When I say you know that's true, though, I get a no, Gina. You think you've put together a cool little package, but you don't really realize that it is and will be impactful in people's energy.
Okay.
And when you really know that, yeah, there you go. Now you do. That was easy. Push the easy button. Well, you have to, you know, like if you're an actor, you have to believe in yourself. Otherwise, they're scared to believe in you. And that's true about anything we do, Gina. They smell it when you're not sure of yourself.
Got it.
Okay. That was powerful. That I'm sitting here going, yeah, I can see a few places in my life I better get that in alignment too. That's why I love doing these privates with you guys, because I go, yep, that one's mine. Yep. Okay, what else? Because we're done with that.
So I've been writing, I wrote this new sitcom that I'm actually really proud of. And I was like, I could see this on TV. Like, and I've written a sitcom before, but this is the one where I'm like, this is amazing. Like, this is great. Like,
okay,
I would watch.
So stop.
Yeah.
They stopped me when you said, I could see this on TV. It goes to a maybe. And it doesn't have anything to do with the material.
Okay.
Okay. So what belief have we already uncovered that says, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I can ever get this done?
I'm not good enough.
Yeah. So, you see, literally, tell me right now, are you seeing the world of the entertainment industry as a world who would buy the sitcom?
Yeah.
See, I get a yes and no. I get a maybe.
Okay, this
do
is
you
where
see
it,
them? I, do you see them seeing you good enough, Gina?
No.
Okay. That's what you want to bring into alignment.
Okay.
Because you've shifted you so much that you're pretty much in alignment now, but you've got to also be open to seeing all the positive things in the industry and in the world and see them looking at you going, I want to work with her. She's talented. I'm working on the same thing in a different way. There were two or three people in the industry that hurt me horribly, literally to the point of almost taking my career away. And so I have discovered that I'm expecting that now. And I realized that I saw my dad do that. I saw my brother model that, where they had become successful and had it all taken away. So I have been going out of my way to remember and celebrate all the people who loved me, respected me, honored my work, took me further. Right? Because those were only three people out of a career of 45.
Right.
So I want you to look through your life, and you can start with me, and find all the people that think you are good enough, that see you as this incredibly multi-talented woman with all this to offer. That's the big part that you have to get in place now. You can feel that, can't you, Gina?
Yeah, because the moment you were like, said I get a maybe, I said, oh, it's because I want to play the character that I wrote. And I was like, Gina, they're not going to hire you. Like, I already knew when you said that, and I was like, that's why you're getting a maybe, because, yeah, I could see it on TV, but I could see them cutting me out. And I was like, that's not the world I want to live in.
Oh, dear God. See, yeah. And you're dead before you even start creating it.
Yeah.
So that's what they mean by the zero point. You know what you want. Go to your love place. I am the zero point of health and wellness. You see, there's nothing to fight there. There's nothing to go, well, they're not going to hire me. Right? Well, they're not going to do it if I'm attached. There's nothing to resist. There's just you being at the place of nothing and choosing all health and wellness everywhere in your life. That's all there is.
Okay, so that's all I have to do. Just go.
Yeah.
Whenever I feel.
And you know, allow yourself to relish in the memories of all the people that honored you and respected you and know that you're talented.
Okay. Got it.
Because that's the vibration of the people you want to attract. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that is.
Okay. We're going to balance this, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. And so it is. Hold on, there's something else coming in about something else to get into alignment sheets. But can you give me a song, please?
Don't Stop, Never Give Up. It was like this pop song in the 90s.
Yeah, I know it.
Title.
Well, all we have to do is take the words, don't stop, never give up.
Okay.
Okay, does that sound like ease and flow to you?
No, it sounds terrible.
It sounds like struggle.
Yeah.
You know, my mommy used to say to all us kids, never, 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 never give up. Now, in some ways, she taught me really well, because if there's something I feel like I can't do and I want to do it, I don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
However, along with that comes the struggle to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So in that place in itself, you see, we keep fighting ourselves. We're at odds within ourselves. We're not integrated toward the one positive that we want. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Evoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, we are divine love. Nothing else around that. You got one last thing you want to throw out there, dude?
Is that the same thing then with my feature script? My feature script, I sent out to someone, but I didn't get a response. And then I start like, I mean, it's been next week I'm going to be reaching back out, but then I'm like, oh my God, I'm saying the world's responding. This is when I start then doubting everything.
Well, and as soon as you doubt, you stop creating.
Okay.
So, you know, in that new program that I did this, that I think it's called The Science of Spirituality, I talk a lot about blind faith being so important in the creation process. Blind faith and naivete.
Mm-hmm.
What if, Gina, what if nobody had ever turned you down about anything in your life? What if that doesn't even exist?
Yeah.
The fear that they're not going to respond to you wouldn't even be there.
Right.
Okay. So you've got to get yourself back to that zero point. And it's easy, guys. It's easy. Love place. Take me to the zero point. I am the zero point. And I've had 5 people now check this that I trust. We all get a yes about all of this.
Okay. Got it.
That the zero point is the highest point of creation.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
So basically the channel is saying the best thing you can do is start seeing the world the way you want it and start seeing the world seeing you the way you want them to see you. Not like your mom sees the world. Your
okay.
mom sees a world that doesn't respond to her, like she's an outsider.
Right.
You don't want to be an outsider. You want to be part of the whole.
Right.
And what's funny is that you are part of the whole, but as you believe, it's delivered unto you. If you believe you're not, that's the experience you're going to live in.
Right.
Got it?
Got it.
All right. We're going to balance everything now, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. And so it is. I just want to thank you again, Gina, for doing this for everybody. This has been, for you, an amazing session, but it's going to put so much together for everybody else. And it's the channel saying it's a part of your experience of giving in the world and knowing that you're received. Which is nice, huh? Because that's what we've been working on.
Yeah.
Okay, my love. I love you so much. We got to everything.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. You're feeling totally complete here.
I am. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask everybody, let's say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.